Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I want to ask that your Holy Spirit would continue to work among us today, that it would teach us what it is, Father, that you are desiring of us today, that it would work powerfully among our lives in whichever way we need it, so that we can set our minds on this grace, which is ours. What a wonderful thing you've given to us. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus Christ is coming again. We live in a time of searching. I want you to think about that for a moment. What do we do when we need to know something? We search for it. Those of us who own computers, believe it or not, I saw a movie the other day where a guy told his girlfriend that he couldn't send an email because he didn't own a computer. Pretty unusual. Those of us who have computers know that the first thing we do when we're searching for something is we go to Yahoo or we go to Google and we search up. We search up anything we want to know. We are searchers. We're searchers by nature. It's the way of humans since the beginning of time to search for things. What are some of the things that you search for? Peter, in his letter today, speaks of prophets who searched and inquired carefully what person or time the Spirit of Christ in them was indicating when he predicted the sufferings of Christ and the subsequent glories. And then Peter says that it was revealed to them that they were not serving themselves, but you, in the things that have been announced to you through those who preach the good news to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things into which angels long to look. Now, I don't know about you, but this really gets my attention. What does it do to you? Let me tell you a story from a film that we watched the other day called Network. The story is about a newsman, a news anchorman, who is told that the company is losing ratings on the program that he is leading, and that they want to make a change. He is told that he will be fired, but they want him to continue on the air for another week. And that night, there is the normal procedure where all the people involved in the news program are talking and waiting for the news to begin. They're standing around the studio, drinking coffee, talking amongst themselves, and not paying any attention to what the newsman is doing, since they have done this same thing every day for many years. But he has a surprise for them. When the signal is given to go on the air, instead of saying the usual, "Good evening, and here is the news," he says the following: "Good evening. I have been told by this station that the ratings are not good anymore and that I have been fired. Therefore, I would like you to know that next Tuesday night, during the normal news program, I will take a gun and put it to my head and blow my brains out on national television." The people who have been talking in the studio during this whole thing continue to talk because they did not pay attention to him. They were anticipating the same thing they heard for years from him. Suddenly, a person breaks into the room from outside and says, "Did you hear that?" And they respond, "Hear what?" And they said, "Did you hear him say that he was going to kill himself?" And they respond, "What are you talking about?" And so forth. People finally realize what has happened, and they cut to a blank screen. At the beginning of my sermon today, I said the words, "Jesus is coming again." These words are of utmost importance. However, we are somehow unimpressed by them. We are people like many people throughout history who choose to go through life much like the people in the newsroom. They talk about mundane things, going on through their days with the same things, and things of great importance are met without any immediate reaction at all. The Bible uses a very direct way to explain this behavior. It says, "We are blind and we are deaf." In the last weeks, we have read and heard things of great importance. We have heard that a child was to be born who was a savior for all people. And we heard that Mary pondered these things. We heard about shepherds and wise men who received news of the child and followed a star to Bethlehem where he was to be found. They searched for the place and found the child as it was told to them. We heard of a man named Simeon who was waiting expectantly, searchingly, prayerfully his entire life for the consolation of Israel, and his waiting was rewarded with the revelation of Jesus Christ. He didn't need anything else. His life was complete, and he praised God. We have heard a story of a prophetess named Anna who was searching and inquiring of God in the temple day and night, and who was rewarded by God with the revelation of one who was the Redeemer of Jerusalem. And she praised God. Peter said in his letter that the prophets searched and inquired. What was revealed to them is astounding. God revealed the salvation to be found in his Son, Jesus Christ. Their searching and inquiring was rewarded with revelation. Revelation of the grace of God that would be for all people. They were rewarded with knowledge of things that God was to do through his Son for people they would never meet. They were consumed with it. The grace of God overtook them and compelled their lives. The Spirit of God spoke through them, and we are the recipients of this word today. And now, Jesus Christ is coming again. The Christ who suffered and died is coming again, and now it is our turn. It is our turn. Peter calls us to prepare our minds for action. Just as the prophets and the others were called into action with the expectation of the child Jesus, so are we now called to action. He calls us to be sober-minded. He calls us to set our hope fully on the grace that will be brought to us at the revelation of Jesus Christ. The prophets searched and inquired of God regarding the details of Jesus' birth, but they were rewarded with something far greater. They were rewarded with the plan of salvation God had planned from the beginning of all time for all people who believe in his name. They were given insight into the greatness and the extent of God's mercy. They were given heavenly insight into the things of eternal importance, and their hope was fully set on these things. God's message today to us is that his Son, Jesus Christ, will be revealed to us. He is coming again. We are being called to action. We are being called to prayerful searching and inquiring. We are being called to preparation. What can be more sobering to our minds than the news that our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, is coming again? What will we do? What will we do? I would like you to do this today. I would like you to spend time away from every other single thing which you are searching for. God is a jealous God. He does not want to share our minds with other things of lesser importance. He does not want to share our searches on the internet for friends in Facebook or emails or even just reading the news. He does not want to share our time concerning our search for the perfect SAT score or for the perfect college. He does not want to share our time with our desire for success in our children. He does not want us to share our time wasted on earning lots of money or getting a job which will bring us a false sense of security. He does not want us to share our time with our multitasking. God is a jealous God, and he is the Lord our God. And if he is the Lord our God, as he states repeatedly in the Ten Commandments, then we must acknowledge him as the Lord our God in all that we do and all that we say. And this is the test that God has given to us today. Jesus Christ is coming again. What do these words do to you when you hear them? Search your mind, you searchers, and search your heart now and ask God to search your heart. Ask God to reveal himself to you, and he will do it. Where is your mind today? Where is your heart today? Are you living on your own search engine, or are you delving into the heavenly, grace-filled search engine that God offers to us? Where do you need to change in your life today? Where is there a disconnect between yourself and God? Where is the heart of the problem which causes you to react coldly and emotionlessly when you are faced with the gospel of Jesus Christ? Bring this part of yourself to God today. Offer your life to Him. Put Him on the throne of your heart. Search, O searchers, for Him with all of your heart, and you shall surely find Him. In the end, just as He did with the prophets of the Old Testament, just as He did with the shepherds in the fields, just as He did with Simeon and Anna in the temple, so will God reveal Himself to you with the grace found in His Son, Jesus Christ. And the result will be the Spirit of God working in you and speaking the words loudly to those who will hear them. Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world, and He is coming again. Let us pray. O Lord, help us to listen to your words. Help us to know that Jesus is coming and there is nothing that we can do to stop it. There is nothing that we should want to stop it with. There is something that is in these words that is greater than any power that we possess or could ever wish for. It is the eternal power that comes from the Lord our God. And we worship you and we praise you and we give our lives to you. And we ask you, Father, to help us this year in 2011 to totally dedicate ourselves to the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, come quickly. It is in your name we pray. Amen.